Follow the Prophet, Learning to Serve Others by Heidi S. Swinton. Note, watch for a year of stories from the life of President Thomas S. Monson. Thomas Spencer Monson was named for his grandfather, Thomas Conde. Young Tommy learned many lessons from his grandfather, who lived just a few houses away. The lesson he best remembers was about how to serve others. One day when Tommy was about 8 years old, he and his grandfather were sitting on the front porch swing. An elderly man from England lived on the same street. His name was Robert Dix, but most of the neighbors just called him Old Bob. He was widowed and poor. Old Bob came over and sat down on the porch swing with Tommy and his grandfather. He said that the small adobe house where he lived was going to be torn down. He had no family, no money, and nowhere to go. Tommy wondered how his grandfather would respond to the sad story. His grandfather reached into his pocket and pulled out a small leather change purse. He took out a key and put it in Old Bob's hand. "Mr. Dix," he said kindly, "you can move your things into that empty house of mine next door. It won't cost you a cent, and you can stay there as long as you like. And remember, nobody is ever going to put you out again." Tears filled Old Bob's eyes. Tommy's mother also taught him how to love and serve others. Every Sunday before the Monson family ate dinner, Tommy's mother prepared a plate of roast beef, potatoes, and gravy for Old Bob. Sometimes it also included Tommy's mother's famous ribbon cake, with layers of green, pink, and yellow cake and chocolate frosting. Tommy's job was to deliver the dinner to Old Bob. At first, Tommy did not understand why he couldn't eat first and then take the plate over, but he never complained. He would run quickly down to Old Bob's house, balancing the full plate. Then he would wait anxiously as Old Bob came slowly to the door. The two would then trade plates, Bob's clean plate from the previous Sunday and Tommy's plate piled high with food. Then Bob would offer a dime as payment for the kindness. Tommy's answer was always the same, "I can't accept the money. My mother would tan my hide." The old gentleman would pat Tommy's blonde hair and say, "My boy, you have a wonderful mother. Tell her thank you." When Tommy reported the compliment from Old Bob back to his mother, her eyes glistened with tears. Showing charity, giving unselfishly to others, putting others first, and being a good friend and neighbor were important in the Monson home. They have become the hallmarks of President Monson's life. Words from President Monson. "I believe that love is shown by how you live, how you serve, and how you bless others. When we serve others, we are showing them that we love them, and we are also showing Jesus Christ that we love him." From Friend to Friend, Friend, October 1996, page 7. Activity. How are you like President Monson? What do you have in common with the Prophet? Below is a list of things that describe President Monson when he was young. Make note of those you might have in common. He had an older sister. He was the second child in his family. He was born on a Sunday. He was the oldest brother in his family. He had a nickname. He had five brothers and sisters. His dad often made breakfast for him. He gained a testimony of the gospel when he was young. He liked homemade ice cream. He had a library card. He liked to play with his cousins. He liked being with his grandpa. He lived next to train tracks. He ran errands for his mother. He liked to go fishing. He was baptized when he was 8 years old. Names and nicknames. Match each of President Monson's names and nicknames with the situation when it was used. These were the names: A, Dad; B, Nervous Willie; C, Tom or Tommy; D, Thomas Spencer Monson; E, President Monson; F, Grandpa. Number 1. What people called him at church and at school when he was young? C, Tom or Tommy. 2. What members of the church call him today? E, President Monson. 3. What his grandchildren call him? F, Grandpa. What his children call him? A, Dad. 5. A nickname his mother gave him because he liked being busy doing things instead of resting. B, Nervous Willie. 6. His full name, which was used when he was baptized. D, Thomas Spencer Monson. Do you have a nickname that describes something special about you? End of the article. Follow the Prophet. Learning to Serve Others by Heidi S. Swinton.